Exclusive: Katrina Pearson discusses future of Trump movement, potential run for Congress. By Kyle Morris on February 21, 2021. Former Trump 2020 campaign advisor Katrina Pearson joined SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday, where she discussed the future of the conservative movement and her potential interest in running for Congress in Texas. Host Matthew Boyle opened the interview with Pearson by addressing the ongoing relief efforts in Texas following detrimental winter weather, which resulted in thousands of power outages and other major problems across the state. "It's not acceptable," Pearson said of the state's preparedness and recovery from the storm. "In 2021, we should not be having these issues. There's a lot of speculation out there, and a lot of people still don't have water today, and I have a lot of damage at my home." Pearson then shifted her focus to President Joe Biden and his administration, saying, "There are four words, Matt. We told you so. It is far worse and happening much faster than anticipated," Pearson continued. "These are all of the things we warned that Joe Biden would do. There was no question that he would open the borders. There was no question that he would give China power. There was just no question of these things, and the media simply suppressing some of the information and censoring the people." Breitbart Middle. Katrina Pearson, February 21, 2021. Pearson also insisted that the only way to fight back for conservatives is to focus on state government rather than federal government. "The only way to fight back is the way most people should have been fighting, and that's is within your state," Pearson added. "States have the ultimate authority here, and I think for so long conservatives have kind of fallen into the same trap as the left has for a very long time, and that's looking for federal support when the power is actually in the states." Discussing where the conservative movement goes now, Pearson reflected on how the Democrats had to pull out all the stops against former President Donald Trump. "A lot of people, and rightfully so, feel down," Pearson said. "Look, we're not out. Look at what they had to do to stop Trump. They literally had to pull out all the stops. They had to censor information, they had to coddle these candidates, they had to censor the President of the United States. These are all the things they had to do to get where they are right now. The American people are a very powerful force," she added. "What we need to do from here is to go back to the basics. Exercise our rights as citizens in our states and make sure that we have legislators who aren't going to certify elections when we have people like Mark Zuckerberg pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into an election." Asked whether she would consider a run for Texas's 6th congressional district, Pearson responded, "You're putting me on the spot. Look, Ron Wright was a patriot, he was somebody who stood strong with President Trump. He was truly someone who was in it for the fight. I have been approached to maybe consider this race, but out of respect for his widow, I'm going to wait. He just had his funeral yesterday. He was a champion and working for the people of North Texas. If I come to the idea that I could pick up his mantle and lead, we'll see. I'll leave it at that." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.